The Soft Stone of southwestern Wyoming preserves the story of what this area looked like eons ago. It is unique geology that draws people here, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
There was once a huge lake that covered the area of what is today southwestern Wyoming.
It was more tropical back then, kind of like either Florida or the Amazon. So you can find alligator gar, monitor lizards, stingrays, crocodiles, that kind of thing.
Jennifer Bowen shares the story of what this area once looked like from her store, Wyoming Fossils, in Kemmerer, Wyoming.
There's also some mammals found, birds, bats. There's a little horse. It's not the Eohippus, but it's like the Eohippus. It's a little three-toed horse.
And with so many creatures preserved in the stone layers of this region, fossil hunting is quite popular.
Around here, you have to be on private property. BLM, it's illegal to collect anything with a vertebrae. So you can collect petrified wood, clams, and that type of thing on BLM. And we do have the Blue Forest locally where you could do that. And it's a lot of fun. It's known to be the Blue Forest because it has blue chalcedony on it, which is quite pretty.
There are several places that offer people the opportunity to search on private property.
Anyone can go and do a pay dig. So you're up in the mountains and you have to use a chisel and a hammer and you split it in half. And in these particular quarries, quite frequently it will split right on the fish and you'll have a positive negative, which is quite fun.
Those fish specimens preserved in stone are quite remarkable, and Jennifer's store has quite a collection for sale. Everything from under a dollar to several $1,000s. That's next time as we travel the countryside in Kemmerer, Wyoming. I'm Andrew McCrae.